Grace and peace to you from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Our sermon is based on the text in John 19, verse 30. When Jesus had received the sour wine, he said, "It is completed." If there was ever a right time to meditate on the suffering and death of Jesus Christ on the cross, it is now. Good Friday. Luther had this to say about the suffering of Christ on the cross. Luther says, "The benefit of Christ's sufferings depends entirely on a person coming to know himself well and being filled with terror to the point of death. If a person does not reach this point, the sufferings of Christ will really not benefit him. Christ's sufferings naturally make all people alike. As Christ died horribly in his body and soul for our sins, so we must, like him, die in our own consciences because of our sin. This does not take place with a lot of words, but by means of deep thought and a profound realization of our sins. If anyone is so cold and unfeeling that he is not terrified when he views the sufferings of Christ, he should tremble with fear. You must become like the pictures of Christ's suffering. It cannot be otherwise, either here in time or in hell for all eternity." Luther continues, "At the moment of your death, if not sooner, you need to fall into terror, tremble, and shake with fear, and experience all that Christ suffered on the cross. It is terrible to wait until you die to do this. Pray to God and ask him to soften your heart now so you can meditate fruitfully on Christ's passion." Let us pray. Luther continues, "On the other hand, it is impossible for us to meditate on the sufferings of Christ by our own ability or power. God must plant these sufferings into your heart through the Holy Spirit. This meditation on Christ's suffering, as with all doctrine from God, is not given to you so that you can go off and do your own thing with it. No, you should always first search for God's grace and long for it. On your own, you cannot do anything. Everything depends on God's grace. People who never view the sufferings of Christ correctly are the same people who never call upon God and ask him to help them. Instead, they try to consider Christ's suffering on their own and end up regarding his suffering in a merely human and unfruitful way. Let me say this very closely and openly for all to hear," Luther says. "Whoever meditates on Christ's sufferings the right way, for a day, an hour, even for 15 minutes, is doing something far better than fasting for a whole year, praying all the Psalms every day, or listening to 100 Masses. The right kind of meditation on Christ's suffering changes a person's character. As in baptism, a person is newly born again through such meditation. Then the sufferings of Christ are accomplishing their true, natural, and noble work. They kill the old Adam. So far, Martin Luther. Nailed to a crude and horrible cross on a hill outside the gates of Jerusalem, one of Jesus Christ's last exclamations is, "It is completed." Exactly what is completed? I would think at least three things. For one thing, for the followers of Jesus, 3 years of ministry with the wisest, the most charismatic, the most best-known religious leader of all time are completed. Experiencing the cruelest and most vile torture and execution known in the Roman Empire, for Jesus, 3 hours of excruciating pain hanging on the cross. These are completed. But third, and perhaps most importantly, your alienation from God and my alienation from God, which all mankind has inherited ever since Adam and Eve, this alienation is forever done away with, and our salvation is completed. How is our salvation completed? Very simply. Jesus Christ took the punishment meant for you, so you wouldn't have to. Because Jesus Christ died for you, so you won't have to. Jesus Christ gave his life for you, so that you will inherit eternal life. Hebrews 10, verse 10 says, "We have been sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all." As this Lenten season is completed, we are grateful that Jesus Christ has completely fulfilled all the requirements of the Ten Commandments for you and for me. The Ten Commandments, which we have all broken. And he has placed his perfect scorecard before the Father. And he tells the Father, he says, "Father, when you look at the people of Grace Lutheran Church in Tulsa, you see not sinners, but you see me, your beloved Son." He tells the Father, "The people of Grace Lutheran Church in Tulsa, Oklahoma, they have been washed clean in their baptism. They have received my gospel message. They have consumed my true body and blood, which has continually bestowed my forgiveness and my blessing upon them." the people of Grace Tulsa, and all believers in Jesus Christ are washed as white as snow. Their alienation from the triune God is wiped away. Jesus tells his Father, "On the cross of Calvary, I have saved the people of Grace Tulsa and all those who believe in me." In a nutshell, what is Christ's suffering and death on the cross of Calvary all about? Your salvation is completed. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We now continue with hymn 451.